This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Western defense leaders meeting and the Ramstein Air Base in Germany have failed to resolve divisions over possible providing or provisions for battle tanks and other military aid to Ukraine. The tank debate roiling the coalition was not resolved in a long meeting Friday, but Germany's new defense minister suggested the issue was inching forward. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said that the group, this is a crucial moment in the war as Russia regroups and re-equips. The fighting is expected to intensify in the spring. Taiwan's top envoy to the U.S. says her self-ruled island leaders are scrambling to adapt the hard-won lessons of Ukraine's conflict for their own deterrence and defense against any attack by China. During an interview with AP's Ellen Nickmeyer, Taiwan's envoy to the United States, Kim Zhao, says that they need to be better prepared.
But in a worst-case scenario, we understand that we have to be better prepared so as to fortify our defenses and to prevent an attack from harming the people of Taiwan.
She said it's up to the new House Speaker, Kevin McCarthy, to decide if he will visit Taiwan, risking a new military show force by China. A half century after Roe v. Wade, March for Life supporters on Friday celebrated the Supreme Court's dismantling of that constitutional right to abortion and heralded the political struggle set loose by the court's decision. President Joe Biden pledged to do all in his limited power to restore core abortion rights. The first March for Life since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in June came with a new focus. Instead of concentrating their attention on the court, the marchers vowed to push for action from the building directly across the street, the U.S. Capitol, Congress. This is VOA News. The Biden administration is commemorating the 50th anniversary of a Supreme Court decision, again, that granted abortion rights nationwide. It is the same decision that the court reversed last June. That was seen as a victory for conservatives. VOA's Marissa Melton with more details.
U.S. President Joe Biden will meet with Democratic congressional leaders at the White House on Tuesday. Republicans, with their newly won House majority, want to extract steep spending cuts from Biden and the congressional Democrats. They also intend to call on the Treasury to continue making debt and other payments should the government face default without an agreement to raise the borrowing limit. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Thousands of protesters have taken to the streets of Peru's capital. They're being met with volleys of the tear gas and more.
We have to be better.
As demonstrators made clear that they will keep up their mobilization to demand the resignation of President Dina, the protesters in Lima had arrived from remote Andean regions where dozens have died amid unrest that has engulfed large portions of the country since Pedro Castillo, the Peru's first leader from a rural Andean background, was impeached and imprisoned after he tried to dissolve Congress last month. Elon Musk has testified at his Tesla tweet trial. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
Elon Musk took the witness stand to defend a 2018 tweet claiming he had lined up financing to take Tesla private in a deal that never happened. That tweet resulted in a $40 million settlement with security regulators and a class action lawsuit alleging he misled investors. The billionaire defended his prolific tweeting as the most democratic way to distribute information, while also acknowledging that the constraints of Twitter's 240-character limit can make it difficult to make everything as clear as possible. Musk spent about a half hour on the stand before the trial adjourned for the week. He is supposed to return to court on Monday. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Google is laying off 12,000 workers, becoming the latest tech company to trim staff as the economic boom that the industry rode during the COVID-19 pandemic ebbs. Silicon Valley giant's CEO shared the news Friday in an email to staff that was also posted on the company's news blog, saying that the company has hired for periods of dramatic growth over the past 2 years, but there was a different economic reality than the one that we face today, saying also that the layoffs reflect a rigorous review that Google carried out of product areas and functions. More at VOANews.com. Again, VOANews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.